Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. It's Wednesday, it's September the 19th, and I've got my friend Vera Massey with us, University Extension. We're going to talk about our one topic today is taking care of you, right? Vera, welcome to Radio Friends.
Oh, it's good to be here. Taking care of you can be a challenge some
Yeah,
days.
I guess it can. But that should be one of our number one priorities, isn't it?
And if you're thinking, gosh, I need to get better care of myself, that's where you start, because you become aware.
Right. And, you know, some people say, well, I don't have time because I'm taking care of my mother, I'm taking care of my father, I'm taking care of the kids, I've got a job. But you realize you're taking care of all those other people and your job. If you don't take care of yourself first, you are not going to be able to take care of those other people and your job.
That's so true. So true. And when you think about it, there are lots of strategies that we can use to take better care of ourselves. And sometimes, you're right, when we need it the most is when we say we don't have time. But isn't that the best possible time?
I read a sign the other day, or it was a poster, and it said, the most important time to relax is when you feel you don't have time to relax.
And if you really tune into that and realize how true it is,
yeah,
you could have an opportunity to relax.
Exactly. Even if you take just a little bit of, put a little bit of time aside just for yourself.
And you know, that's the other thing that's so powerful, is that just a few moments of switching gears sometimes, whether it's in your thought process that you're using, the negativity that we may find ourselves in, or it could just be simply standing up from the desk if you've been at a computer for hours, and gaining a different perspective. But taking care of you, we think about it in that physical dimension of who we are. And our body, we definitely need to take care of as far as keeping it active and
moving. But mental is important.
Mental is important, as well as taking care of our spirit. And when all of those three are somewhat in balance, moving through life is easier, even though there may be challenges at hand.
Because you think about it, our mind, our body, and spirit are all interconnected.
Interconnected.
In fact, everything on this earth is interconnected.
That's right. And really, the sooner we become aware of that and maybe adjust our thoughts and actions, what an amazing difference that could make, not only in our lives, but in the lives of others that we're close to and beyond with our community and our world.
All right. So you're having a class? Is this a class with
Extension? Yes. It's a program we've talked about before that was based on some research we did, gosh, almost 3 years ago, where we brought people together and we're using some of the positive psychology research we learn about, whether it has to do with appreciation, cultivating joy, as well as some of the mindfulness-based stress reduction.
Let's back up just 1 minute.
Yes.
How do you cultivate joy?
How do you cultivate joy? Well, I'm grinning now, because for me, just thinking about something, you know, for those of you that are listening, you can't see what a great environment that we are in right now, the colors. And it brings me joy just by taking notice when I came in today that this whole environment, I saw this. I like color. It brought me joy. It can be as simple as that. It's as simple as
the people you associate with.
People you associate with. I was looking forward to seeing you,
so
and I felt joy just anticipating.
Right.
It doesn't have to be materialistic things. It doesn't have to be the trip I take, even though I might enjoy some of those things. Where we really cultivate joy is in our daily interactions. And it is there for us to experience regularly, even in some difficult times that
right.
we might find ourselves in.
And living for the moment.
Yes, because here's the thing, Paul, and you know this, we've all experienced it. We spend so much of our time in the past or worried about the future that we are not in the now.
That's so true. A couple of days ago, James and I were talking, and we said, look at how fast time is going. It seems like it was just January, and we're already in September.
Yes.
And I started thinking, I thought, is it maybe because we are so concerned about all the things that we have to do, what we have to do tomorrow, what we have to do next week, what we did last week that maybe didn't turn out the way it was supposed to, that you're forgetting the precious moment that we're in right now.
And you also, it takes a lot of energy
to
stay
that,
in the past and be so concerned about the future.
Future,
that it could be something as glancing the sunrise and sunset. That can cultivate joy in your life.
Yeah.
But it's really tuning in. It's tuning in. We're on automatic pilot for a lot of our lives. We get accustomed to operating the same way in our thoughts, in our actions. And if it's serving you well, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But many times people find that it's not really going well.
Mm-hmm.
And so having an opportunity to sort of reflect on how things are going, could I have more joy in my life? Could I feel less stressed? Absolutely, there is that opportunity for all of us.
So if people want to be a part of this class with University Extension,
yes.
What do they do?
Well, we're going to be starting a class up in early October.
Okay.
And I'll be having sessions on Tuesdays, a 5:30 to 6:30 class. For people that have sort of that more traditional
right.
work schedule
right.
could join us.
So this is going to be October 9. I'm looking here. October 9, 16, 23, 30, and November 6 and 13.
Yes. And they do have to pre-register because
okay.
the class size is limited, and I always fill the classes.
Okay. So if you're interested in this.
Here we go.
Every time Vera's on, and we take, your phones start ringing off the hook,
oh,
don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
If you're interested in this class, Taking Care of You, Body, Mind, Spirit, sign up for it. The program fee is what?
$25 for the 6 weeks.
For
the
for
whole
6 weeks?
Yes.
$25,
yes.
University Extension. And where are you having them?
I actually will be at the Unity Center. We're
okay.
using that location. So
and
it's
what's
centrally
the phone
located.
Phone number.
Our extension office number is 445-9792.
445-9792.
And they can call, we can send a link if they have access to the internet.
Okay. 445-9792.
Yes.
Okay, if you're driving, don't call on the cell phone right now. Pull off the side of the road. 447?
445. Oh, my God! 9792.
445-9792. Vera, thank you. Program directed Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Have yourself a good morning. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening.